I have some fantastic news. Yes, an old RNIB Connect favourite is on the way back. Tech Talk will be on the station once again, and in the hot seat this time will be Dave Williams. Dave, are you excited?
I'm very excited, Alan. Yeah, can't wait. Bring it on.
I suppose we talk about technology, people probably think, oh, hang on. Oh, I don't know about that thing, because they probably think of high tech stuff, but there's such a range of high tech and low tech technology, really, isn't there?
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. Technology can cover a whole multitude of things. You know, it might be something really low tech, a thing that you use in your kitchen. I know something like the liquid level indicator, for example, that people use for pouring hot liquids, you know, right the way up to the latest smartphone. So technology covers a whole multitude of things. And on the new series of Tech Talk, one of the things we're quite keen to do is to offer audio demonstrations on how you go about achieving everyday tasks using technology. Not tutorials as such, but demonstrations, you know, of, look, this is how you can set up your smart speaker, for example. This is how you can get going with fitness technology, or this is the kind of technology that you might use in the kitchen, and this is where it you know, it might be useful, and give you some hints and tips and clues and ideas about how to get started with that, really.
And are you looking for audience feedback, people to get in touch with you, tell you what they like, what they don't like, what they'd like you to look at as well?
Absolutely. You know, the thing that really hasn't changed about Tech Talk is it is, of course, your show, and we will take it in, you know, in the direction that you need us to. So we're really keen for you to tune in. If you have suggestions of products or services that you would like us to look at, even if you'd like to report yourself, if you'd like to record something, we can help you with that. All you need is an idea, and we'll work with you to develop that idea into a piece perhaps that may appear on a future program.
It's funny, because just before we recorded this interview, we were chatting a little bit about the old Perkins Brailler. I mean, something I don't use Braille, never have. I'm more a technology person, so if there's ever a power cut, I'm lost, Dave. But, you know, we think a way back to then, you know, that was quite groundbreaking, and it's evolved over the years as well, hasn't it?
Firstly, Braille and technology are not mutually exclusive. Actually, they complement each other beautifully. Every smartphone, tablet and laptop now has Braille software built into it, or can have Braille software easily added. Those of us that do use Braille actually find that we use a mix of speech and Braille, and for different things, actually. Sometimes Braille for precision, or speech for speed. Often, you know, I find that Braille is the best way for me to proof a document or read the bedtime story. But coming back to the Perkins Brailler, it was invented over 70 years ago. You know, that's incredible. What piece of technology that, you know, has just been invented now will we still be using in 70 years time, I wonder? The Perkins Brailler has gone through several iterations. I know they tried to make a smart Brailler with a screen as well, but it tends to be the original one that people prefer. So yeah, definitely a lot of people now might consider to be older technology, or perhaps low technology, but still a very valuable piece of equipment in many people's lives.
I don't know about you, Dave, but I would say my iPhone has probably been the best piece of technology that I've ever had, because I can do so much with it. You know, there's so many accessible apps out there, you know, banking, travel, checking what's on the telly, that kind of thing. What would you say is your top piece of kit? What do you rely on the most?
Well, I would agree with that. You know, it has been transformative for many people. It's the remote control for our digital lives, isn't it, in many respects, whether you have an Apple iPhone or an Android smartphone. And, you know, we hope on Tech Talk to try and be fairly platform agnostic, you know, respecting people's choices, because, you know, we don't all agree on what's the best app or the best device. And it'd be fascinating to dig into the, you know, the pros and cons of that. Another important piece of technology for me has been my smartwatch. And the reason that's been so important for me is that 4 years ago, I was a lot heavier than I am now, and I was a lot less active than I am now. And actually having the Apple Watch and the health features that are on there, the little reminders, the goals, the little competitions that you can have with your friends using the fitness app, you know, has really driven and motivated me to be more active. and get involved in running and, you know, other exercise. And so actually it has had a physical, you know, tangible benefit to my physical health. And I would even go as far as to say my, you know, expected lifespan. I think I will probably live longer now because I'm fitter, I'm healthier as a result of this device. And so that for me at the moment, I would have to say is probably, you know, the one device that is having the most profound impact on my life.
Can you give us an idea of some of the topics that may be coming up on some of the shows?
We're also going to be working very closely with RNIB's Technology for Life team because there's lots of expertise there. We're going to be speaking with Mark Evans about the fitness technology that he uses. We're also going to be speaking with Madeline about accessible smart TV technology. We've also got a fascinating interview with an American lady whose career in accessible technology actually took her from the United States to work for a company in South Korea, and she's using her tablet in meetings to help with language translation so that she can understand what everybody's talking about. So we are going to demonstrate some of the products and services, but we're also fascinated by people whose lives have been transformed by technology and how technology can kind of take you to places and give you experiences that, you know, perhaps you wouldn't otherwise have had. So the format's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to be joined by some co-hosts. We've got Callum Stoneman and Tasneem Arshad, who are going to be joining me and keeping me, you know, keeping it honest. We're going to be making sure that, you know, if there is a big story, we kind of go behind that headline rather than just kind of reacting to the latest event. What we want to do is really kind of dig into how does this affect blind and partially sighted people? You know, my background is in assistive technology, but of course we're interested in all technologies. And I've also done a bit of kind of radio as well. So I used to be involved with the American Council of the Blind and presented a regular technology program for them. So hopefully that experience will be useful. And I've got lots of contacts in the industry who I'm hoping to bring onto the program to kind of share what they know to make sure that we've got, you know, news and views and interviews and demonstrations that you can use, really. We hope that you will find the program useful and entertaining and interesting and that you will get involved.
It's like Tech Talk 2.0 with Dave.
Indeed. we've rebooted it. And I just want to take this opportunity as well to kind of pay tribute to the first incarnation of Tech Talk and all the fantastic work that Stephen Scott and the team did with Tech Talk over many, many years, you know, and we all really appreciate that. And we are certainly standing on the shoulders of giants. But, you know, things have had a little bit of a break now, a little bit of a rest. We've had some time to pause and to reflect and to listen to the feedback that people have been sending in. And so we're going to try something a little bit different. So yeah, tune in. Let us know what you think.
When is the first show on then, Dave?
So it all kicks off on Tuesday, the 3rd of May at 1 p.m. right here on RNIB Connect Radio. You can hear it again on Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and then again on Saturday afternoon at 5. So there will, of course, be, you know, podcasts and other ways to get the show afterwards. But Tuesday lunchtime at 1.
Dave, good luck with the show. Can't wait to tune in. And thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's my pleasure, and it's going to be great working with you, Alan. Thank you so much.